Beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, also those who have joined us online. We also want to greet all of you very warmly. We have not come in vain today, because our Lord has promised that He will be in our midst and that He will bless us. We have already been blessed through the wonderful songs. We've been made stronger. There is no better place on earth today as this place where we can receive the spiritual food for the church through the lips of the commissioned servant. What privilege it is that we've been chosen and separated by the Lord, that we can be at this place today to be prepared. I am grateful to the Lord with the depths of my heart, especially today that Brother Frank can be with us after that difficult journey to India. We are grateful that he is in good health and that he can be in our midst. What privilege it is that we have found favor with God and that we can belong to the small blood-bought flock that's being called out from the 7 billion inhabitants of the earth. What grace it is that we can know the time and the hour we are living in. And what grace it is that we can believe as the scripture says. Before we pray, I want to read from Hebrews, so please stand up. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 to 16. And wirkungskräftig. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
Da wir nun einen großen hohen Priester haben, der durch die Himmel.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
So wollen wir denn mit freudiger Zuversicht zum Thron der Gnade.
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Wir leben immer noch in der Gnadenzeit. Und wir haben immer noch freien Zutritt.
We are still living in the time of grace. And we still have free access to the throne of grace. As we read in verse 16, We want to come boldly today and with a grateful heart to the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy and find grace. Which we all need. We will pray together. As we've mentioned, we have two prayer requests. A brother has written to us, beloved brothers and sisters, next week I will have to undergo a surgery, and I ask the Lord to accompany me, and I also ask you to pray for me, and I am very grateful for it, and I wish you God's blessings. And the second request, Birgitta Laumer is asking for prayer. She again has serious medical problems with her lungs, and after the prayer I would like to ask Brother Miskis to come to the front and to share some words with us to strengthen our faith and also to give us a report about a missionary trip to Cuba. We want to pray now. O great God of grace, we thank you that we can be gathered at this place again without disturbance. We thank you for the blessings we have already received. Many are today in our midst who are burdened and weary. But it is still the time of grace, and we are coming with a grateful heart to the throne of grace. We are not looking upon ourselves. We are only looking up to you. You only know what our trouble is. You know our thoughts. You know our needs. Please touch the hearts of all of us. Fulfill the desire of our hearts. Only you can satisfy our needs and our desire. Please act in our midst through your word and through your spirit. Save everyone from the power of sin. Set free those who are bound and heal the sick. For your glory, we are now bringing the prayer requests of our dear brothers and sisters to you. You know their condition, you know what they need. O you, Lamb of God, you have removed the sin of the world. And it has already happened also for the sister and for the brother. So please be merciful, touch their soul and their body and heal them completely. Strengthen our brother who is about to undergo a surgery. We put all things into your hands and we trust that with your help, all things be well again. Bless and strengthen your servant, bringing your word, and anoint him in a mighty way with your Holy Spirit. Give us your grace, so that we can all be under the protection of your blood. May it be so today that we only sing about the victory of Jesus Christ. Strengthen your word in us for your glory and honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
O du Lamm Gottes, ja. Ja, sind, komm, Bruder Miskis. Ja. O du Lamm Gottes, du hast auf Golgatha herrlich gesiegelt. Amen, Halleluja. Du hast bereitet all die ganze Welt und hast das Lösegeld, bezahlt das Lösegeld. Du riefst mit lauter Stimme, es geschah, es ist vollbracht, es ist vollbracht. Amen, Amen. Ihr mögt euch setzen. Bruder Miskis wird sicherlich auch etwas über die Kuba-Reise sagen.
Father Miskis will also share a few words with us about the trip to Cuba. Beloved, I greet all of you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I've been blessed mightily through the wonderful songs we could all sing, because it is the most important thing for us. They sing about the Lamb of God who's given salvation and victory to us, and we can all look up to Him whatever our situation is. When we look up to Him, then we are helped. When Israel was in the desert, we can read about the snake and how Moses had to put the snake on the stick, and they had to look up to the snake on the stick, and who did it was healed. But today we are looking at Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who's given His victory to us, and we can be healed in our body, mind and soul. It's wonderful to give a report of what God has done. I had a privilege to be at Cuba with Brother Pacheco. We spent 6 days there to serve our brothers and sisters. They are sending their greetings. We visited 3 places, Cuba, Havana, and the other places. The Lord is calling out His own everywhere, and we are providing them with the literature and DVDs, and there were a number of baptisms. And the number of brothers and sisters is increasing. Unfortunately, the country is still not so free, as it is under the rule of socialism, so we are not so free to preach the word there. The conditions are sometimes limited, but we have to say that the Lord is doing great things. He has opened the door there, and the word is spreading, we can say, like fire. And brothers and sisters are coming to the true faith, and they accept the word with joy, and they are baptized biblically. And so the number is increasing, and we are grateful to God also that we have faithful brothers there who proclaim the truth. So the work of God can increase and bring fruit all around the world, because this is the time when the word is preached to the whole world, because the end comes. And I have read this last circular letter for 3 or 4 times, and I have to say there can be nothing better given to our brother, because the whole counsel of salvation of God is preached there. And what we can hear again and again is what is written in 2 Chronicles. Hear it, all nations. And that's really the call that's going forth today to all the nations of the earth. A loud cry, as we hear it in Matthew 3, loud cry, not something silent. And what is the cry? What is the call? It is what is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. You all know that this is about the temple of God, and we are the temple of God, the place where the Holy Spirit can dwell. And so it is written, go ye out, my people, and do not touch anything unclean, so I will receive you, I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters. God is calling his people out today. It's the last call before the return of the Lord. It's the call of grace, as it was at the time of Noah. Noah was standing there and calling, go ye out, the ark is ready for you. And then the judgment will come, which will destroy everything. The door on the ark was open by day and by night, but then the day came when the door was closed and nobody else could enter any longer. And the judgment came, and so it will be in our time. It is still the times of grace. We can still hear the word of the Lord. It can be heard in all the nations. And it is truly so. Hear it, you all nations. It is the call to leave all the religious and political systems that oppress us, that put us to slavery. But in our Lord Jesus Christ, we find full salvation, and now we can be made ready. The bride hears the call of the bridegroom. They trim their lamps, they have the oil in their vessels, and it will be cleansed again and again through the washing of the Word of God. So let's follow it closely so that the Word of God can do with us what God has sent it for. May our Lord be praised and glorified in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you. Yes, we are very grateful that our brother, together with Brother Pacheco, can minister the Word of God in Spanish and Portuguese-speaking countries. All the nations and all the tongues have to be reached, and God has truly given the grace. Who could imagine it? That also meetings we have in Krefeld can be heard alive in 15 languages all around the world. Did I plan it? God has taken care of all things by His grace. And as Brother Miskis has mentioned, it is truly the last message given to the people of God, and we have to emphasize again and again, hear it, you all nations, all people. It was so written in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. Brothers and sisters, two things are happening in parallel. The gathering of the people of Israel from all the tongues and nations in which they were scattered, and also the calling out from all nations now at the end of the time of grace. And I find it even more important again how much grace we have received from God to have the message, to know the promises for this time, and to have a direct part in what God is doing right now. And I will have to write about it, especially in June, which is of special importance for me too, because in June it will have been 70 years since 1948 when I dedicated my life to the Lord. Then we have to think of June 11th, 1933. And that is the point, brothers and sisters, which we have to emphasize again and again, that the return of the Lord was the main topic for the apostles, whether it was Peter or Paul or James. The main theme was the return of Jesus Christ. And when we look back at the time of Reformation, then we see that even the Reformer said, if I knew that the Lord returns tomorrow, then I would plant a tree today. And if we hear the songs from the last 500 years, the return of the Lord has been the main topic. But now this is the point, brothers and sisters. On June 11th, 1933, there was the direct command from the cloud, from the Lord, as John the Baptist came to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Brothers and sisters, the Lord did this from a supernatural cloud in a visible way before 3,000 people. It was accompanied with noises as it was on the day of Pentecost. That's what Brother Branham said. And now, the main thing, does any of the famous world evangelists have any of them received such a commission? There is truly only one who the Lord sent, who was called in a supernatural way. And the central point is the return of Christ and the message that is to be brought to all the nations and tongues, not 300 or 500 years ago, but in our time. And that's why Brother Miskis also mentioned that this is the last message, the last call that is now going forth. Let me repeat this. Just as God gave promises to Israel, and we can see them fulfilled before our very eyes, so also all the other forecasts and prophecies are coming true. And so the Lord announced it, that there would be a prophet. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you again, We are not a religious association. We would not want to waste our time or your time, but we preach the original word according to God's commission. And as surely as the word is connected with the promise about the restoration of all things and bringing all things to the right condition, and that is what matters. And let me repeat this. In recent days, we have heard that the famous evangelist Billy Graham was buried. We know, we heard that Donald Trump was also present there. Many famous persons were present, but this is the point which, on one part, makes me sad, but on the other hand, it is just something of importance when we see the promise that was fulfilled. This man was repeatedly using the words, the Bible says, he preached about the heaven and the hell and about eternal life. But did he ever preach Acts chapter 2? Did he ever preach about the baptism or Godhead, about the fundamental truths? Did he ever preach about these things? Brothers and sisters, then we have to be still more and more grateful that God has sent his servant and prophet, who did not only say the Bible says, but who truly preached what the Bible says. And that is what matters. I have a very mighty report. This was really one of the most difficult missionary trips in these three countries, starting with the time difference. In India, they are 4 hours ahead, or in Bangkok, it is 6 hours, in Manila, 7 hours ahead. And then we just get out of the rhythm, but everything went as planned, all the meetings at all places, in all the countries. And we are really grateful to the Lord that he is calling out people from all nations and tongues, and especially in Chennai. I heard the song, "He is the same Jesus who doesn't change." Who knows this song? He is faithfully just the same Jesus forever. This was the main song which we used to sing 54 years ago. And then they gave me a kind of document to remember those 54 years. And in all the meetings, people came to the front, and in each meeting I prayed for hundreds. In Delhi, in the last meeting, my left hand was weak, and you can't imagine what it means for these brothers and sisters when a man of God came They wouldn't leave before they are blessed. The meetings were really so mighty, which God gave to us by His grace. Even brothers who didn't know so well where they belong, they found their way back and they gave thanks to the Lord with the depths of their hearts. A brother said that he had a thought to have been in the message for 30 years, but still he went astray, and now he was corrected. A preacher by preacher were coming, giving thanks to the Lord for the clear proclamation of the word, not interpreting the statements of Brother Branham, but the original proclamation of the Word of God. Brother Emmanuel from London accompanied me throughout India. And he was so happy when he saw what God was doing in his country. He comes from Delhi, and he could see what God has done in his country, also in recent years and also in these meetings. We also had two meetings in Bangkok, one among message believers, and the other one was not so good. For the first time in many years, I was asked to preach in a charismatic Pentecostal meeting. And brothers and sisters, it was truly a catastrophe. Charismatics for more than 1 hour with a lot of noise. Then they were just moving their lips as if speaking in tongues, but no speech was heard. It was just some repetition. I didn't really know what it was to be. For about an hour they kept singing, and then the preaching came, and brothers and sisters, what I experienced there, it went well. And excuse me when I mention it here, a lady, a Swiss from Zurich, who's lived in Bangkok for 44 years, and she came to me in the meeting. She said she was interested. She was also a member of this charismatic congregation. And when I was in the 3/4 of my preaching, it still went quite well. But the moment I mentioned Brother Branham, she felt some unrest and she left the room saying some things on the way. And after about 10 minutes at the end, she came back with a label telling me to stop preaching, but I continued.
And
after that,
über William Brennan in der Schweiz berichtet hat,
Or they came to me and a person speaking German very well, and the lady told me that, don't you know what a press, what a journalist wrote about Brother Branham? But then I could tell this lady, I know who Brother Branham was, but you don't know it. Brothers and sisters, even then we can be again even more grateful when we know that we have found favor with God and that we do not follow some false accusation, murdering people's reputation, but that we follow the Word of God. John could say, we are of God, and who is of God hears us. We did not preach anything but the Word of God. And then the meetings in Manila, about 50 preachers from the whole country came there to hear the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, we are grateful with all of our hearts that all people in all nations and tongues were connected with what God has done since Brother Branham was taken home. I had to repeat this to brothers again and again. God did not go to sleep in 1965. A new period has started. And the message given to the man of God has been brought to the whole world since then. May the Lord of God be praised. Just one more remark. It's not easy to travel in these countries, especially on roads. It took us 2 hours to travel 20 kilometers. But thanks God, we could manage all things and we are grateful for His blessings. Let's go back to what we heard in the introduction and also in the songs for the glory of God. It is simply so mighty. That we can always come to the central point, and it is always Jesus Christ, the crucified. Paul said, I did not want to know anything else among you but Jesus Christ, the crucified. And he said, I am crucified with Christ. And I live no more, but Jesus lives His life through me. It is a mighty thing to know that God was in Christ and that in Him we were chosen before the foundation of the world, just according to 2 Peter chapter 1, as our Savior was predestinated to die for us and to shed His blood for us, so surely we were predestinated before the foundation of the world to receive salvation. We can read a few scriptures speaking about salvation.
Petrus Brief ganz besonders betont worden, dass es schon vor Grundlegung der Welt
it is emphasized here that it was predestinated by God to be so before the foundation of the world. In 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse
3
up to verse 5, in verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. To be revealed in the last time. And concerning redemption, we can also read in Peter, in 2 Peter, chapter
1,
we could read all these scriptures and just give thanks to God for being able to have part in what He has prepared for us in this time. In the Gospel of John, chapter 19, is the mightiest thing when our Lord was dying on the cross, and He cried in John, chapter
19,
verse
28,
after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. You all know the Holy Scriptures. And then in verse 30, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, He said, it is finished. The singers were singing, it is finished. This is what our Lord cried on the cross. It is finished. Brothers and sisters, redemption, which is valid forever, has been given to us. And we can emphasize this again and again. Paul said in Romans chapter
3,
here the apostle writes in Romans chapter 3, in verse 21, up to verse 25, in verse 21-25 in Romans chapter 3, but now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe.
An Jesus Christus für uns alle da ist, durch den Glauben an Jesus Christus für uns alle da ist und allen zukommt.
Which is given to all of us, according to the German translation.
Hier gibt es keinen Unterschied.
For there is no difference.
Haben ja
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed. Brothers and sisters, it is simply so mighty, the full gospel, the full salvation. And then, if we think how many people celebrate Easter, and especially Easter Friday, but they do not have the personal experience of salvation, new birth, being renewed, but they just celebrate some special Christian ceremonies. But then if we also think of what also happens in Israel, that there are 13 churches from 21 religious movements who want to convert Jews. There are 12 popular churches, when we can read what they have, what belongs to them. It is simply so difficult to understand. There were 13 churches, and they were all against Trump and against his proclamation, and they took their stand against him, and in this regard the 13 churches were mentioned, and about their possessions and buildings and special places. But what should it mean in the Holy Land, and what does it have in common with God? It is politics also in the Holy Land. God must have His way and His order must be put into place. And these churches, they all believe in Trinity, and then it hurts so much. And then if we hear the Bible prophecy, we can see that God has His way with Israel. And we are still in the time for the church. And when the time for the Gentile church is over, then God will turn back to Israel, not through an American evangelist, but through the two prophets. We mentioned it last time, in the first year of Cyrus' reign, when the 70 years of the Babylonian captivity was over, then this man, under God's commission, said that they should go back to Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple. And this we also heard, that they issued a special coin in Israel with Cyrus, who gave the command for the Jews to return to Jerusalem, and with Balfour, who made the declaration in 1917 that the Jews must have their own state, and then also Trump. These three are mentioned there. You've probably all seen this coin on the internet. Brothers and sisters, the time has advanced so much. We are not only in the end time, but we are at the end of the end time. And the return of the Lord is very near at hand. And in Jerusalem, all those who are ready waiting for the temple, they all expect. And you know, all of you who have visited Israel, the last prayer at the Wailing Wall is they pray that they may see the coming of the Messiah and the rebuilding of the temple. This is what they say as the last thing, with their hand on the Wailing Wall, and both things will happen. The Messiah shall come and the temple shall be built, because in Revelation 11 it will be measured. And Cyrus gave the command to the people to go back and build the temple. Brothers and sisters, let's mention this again. The gathering of the people of Israel and the calling out of the church go in parallel. And Brother Benham said that the covenant, according to Daniel 9:27, the covenant that will be made, it will be in the same period of time, the rapture and the making of the covenant, and then the ministry of the two prophets will start. It has all drawn very near, and also what is written. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And what we read in Revelation 2 and 3, who overcomes, the message goes forth for the believers, but the promise is given to the overcomers. Who overcomes shall inherit all things. And we can overcome through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God and the blood of the Lamb. And here we have the two keywords. The Word of God. What is the great thing for you? What makes us different from the rest? That God has revealed Himself to us, that He has revealed His Word to us, and that we have, that we respect His Word. Sanctify them in your truth. Your Word is the truth. What respect do the others show to the Word? They quote some scriptures, they deal with it, they study it, but what does it have to do with God? True overcomers will overcome through the blood and through the Word. The Word. We must be in the Word. We must be called out from all the Babylonian captivity. As I have often mentioned, the sealing by the Holy Spirit will never come upon confusion, but only what God could do in you and in me through His Word and through His blood. Through the blood, forgiveness, reconciliation, and through Word to be sanctified in the truth. The Word is of the same importance as the blood, and both things must be together in us. And therefore, We respect the precious and holy Word of God. And let's say this again, brothers and sisters. The great privilege is to know at this time that we are not only talking about the return of the Lord, but that there was the direct commission from the Lord, that there will be a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ, the message of the original Word, that there will be the restoration back to God, back to the Word, back to the beginning, back to the foundation, that by His grace all things will be arranged correctly according to the Bible. And that is taking place in the blood-bought flock that will respect the Word of God and will be sanctified in the Word and will respect what the Word of God says unto us. So redemption through the blood, sanctification in the Word. So they have overcome through the word of their testimony. The word must be our testimony. And it has become our testimony in the whole blood-bought flock. We could say many things about this, why it is especially the blood. When we look to Genesis, we read about Cain and about how he killed Abel, that the voice of the blood of his brother was crying to God, because life is in the blood. And how often we have mentioned, brothers and sisters, that the fall into sin did not happen in Genesis 1, when Adam and Eve were in their spiritual body, but only in chapters 2 and 3, when Adam and Eve received the body of flesh and blood, and it happened in such body when Eve was made in that body, and it was brought to Adam, and so it was with our salvation. We were brought to the Lord, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and He gave us redemption and salvation through His blood. So in resurrection, in the body of resurrection, we could be put back into the body of resurrection by the grace of God. May our Lord be praised for it. It is my wish. I could present all these things as they are great to me. Wherever I read in the Bible, the Word is still more and more precious, and we are grateful to God with the depths of our heart that we can know the time and the hour. Let us also say at this place about the perfect salvation. We have already read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19 were mentions all these precious scriptures we find in the Bible. We could mention them, but here in 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Brothers and sisters, today, also concerning Easter and Easter Friday, we want to give thanks to our Lord. We do not celebrate some days, but we have part in what happened for us. Full forgiveness, full reconciliation, full salvation. We can't be accused of anything. Those who are in Christ Jesus, Satan is the accuser, and if somebody accuses a brother or sisters, then he is under the influence of the enemy, who has received forgiveness himself. He will also forgive the others. As our Lord prayed, forgive us as we forgive who did wrong to us. Unity in spirit must be said among all believers, not to have anything against a brother. Leave everything with God, just to pray for another and walk on until we pass from faith to reality. Let's summarize. We could also read from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12, about eternal redemption. Here in verse 12, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Eternal redemption, valid forever. Amen. Valid forever. What has God done? The new covenant.
Was Gott getan hat, der neue Bund, derselbe sagte, ich schwöre.
He swore by himself, because there was none else.
Bei mir selber. Und unser Herr hat in Matthäus,
and our Lord in Matthew 26, from verse 26, our Lord clearly said, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And in Luke 24, verse 47, the gospel of Jesus Christ should be preached for repentance and remission of sins. Keep this valid for you and also for the others, that reconciliation and the remission of sins and eternal redemption, as it is written here, it is valid forever, because he has brought eternal redemption. Receive this in faith. Hold to it in faith and give thanks to the Lord for it with the depths of your heart. I have to say this again before I write about it, about the great privilege that we, at this time, right before what God promised in His Word, and what He does through His Word, we can have direct part in it, and we preach the same Word, the same message as it was in the beginning, with all the teachings, with all the revelations, and we can bring it for the whole world. Has there ever been such time? Now, every Friday we have 30 minutes on 72 TV channels all around the earth where we can broadcast. God has opened the doors in all nations and tongues and nationalities. And the full salvation, the full gospel, the full word is preached. And all people can hear. God has fulfilled His promise. He has sent His prophet. He has restored all things. And I don't say this to criticize, but God has given me the great privilege since 1949 to be aware of all things going on earth, whether it was about the great evangelist Osborne Hicks, Graham. I experienced all these things, but this is the question. They all had a ministry. They proclaimed the word, they proclaimed the gospel, but who proclaimed the Bible teachings of Godhead and baptism? Who of them preached these Bible teachings? Who restored all things? Who brought all these things to the original conditions, placing it on the original foundation? Who of these great evangelists? There was only one with a direct commission from God. And brothers and sisters, if I may mention it, we mentioned June 11th, 1933, and then June 12th, 1948, in Dallas, Texas. Such days can't be forgotten. Even if we are 90 years old, we can't forget such days. It was 1958. After a conversation with Brother Branham, he told me, "You will return to Germany with this message." And then at the pulpit, he said, there was a man from Germany who embraced me. And after Brother Branham told me that I would return to Germany with this message, and we truly embraced each other. And he told me, God bless you, brothers and sisters, from the very beginning. We were foreordained by God to have part in this most important time in the history of salvation. So we keep returning to the basic point: redemption, the remission of sins, to be washed in the Word, to be cleansed of all things that do not belong to the kingdom of God and to the church. And that's how they overcame, through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony. We are grateful to God for the blood, grateful, as I have often mentioned, that the same life that was in the blood of the Savior is in all those who are saved, the same eternal life. And we are grateful to God, because it is God's reality. Receive it, hold tight to it, give thanks to God for it, and say, yes, Lord, so it is as you said it, as you have given to us by your grace. Do not look at yourself, do not look at the others. Look up to the Lord. There is one more scripture I would like to read, and then I will ask Brother Baumgartner. But first, what is written in Isaiah 28? In Isaiah 28 is simply a wonderful scripture, which I find so great, with a lot of gratitude to God, that he has led things in such a way that we could hear all that is given to us, and that we may have part in it by his grace. Where is the scripture which I find so great in recent days? All these scriptures are so precious, brothers and sisters. You can't imagine how I feel. Yes, in Isaiah 45, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 12. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hands, stretched out the heavens. And all their hosts I have commanded. Isaiah 38, and please, everyone, take this verse with you personally when going home. Isaiah 38, verse 15 and 16.
Was soll ich jetzt sagen? Da er
What shall I say? He has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. A promise is mentioned in German. What shall I say? The Lord did not only give his promise, but he has also fulfilled it. I shall walk carefully all my years in the bitterness of my soul, in spite of the bitterness. So it is in the German translation. We have found peace with God for our soul, but tell me about one family, about one place, without any worries, without any troubles. But here, after the fulfillment of God's promise on us, the man of God says, carefully or in peace. I will walk all my years in spite of the bitterness of my soul. Whatever troubles you, whatever makes you weary, young or old, whatever your need may be.
Von denen, die die Verheißung Gottes erfüllt gesehen haben, ruhig will ich, ruhig.
All those I have seen the fulfillment of his promise, I shall walk carefully all my years in spite of the bitterness of my soul.
O Allherr, davon lebt man.
O Lord, by these things men live. And in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and makes me live. God wants to give a strength, because he can fulfill his promises with us up to the promise of his return, and that we will be present there. I would like to ask Brother Baumgartner to read Isaiah chapter 53, and we will stand up for reading the word. Brothers and sisters, this is the main chapter concerning our salvation already in the Old Testament, Isaiah 53. Please read it all, and all of you say Amen. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And now say Amen, all of you. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. So it was, Brother Frank says. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb for the slaughter, And as a sheep before the shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Amen. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing just as I am. We want to sanctify our lives again to our Lord, being grateful for what He has done for us.
So wie ich bin, so muss es sein. Nicht meine Kraft, nur du allein. Dein Blut wäscht mich von Sünden. Rein, o Gott, Lamm, ich komm, ich komm. Singen wir es noch einmal. So wie ich bin, so muss es sein. Nicht meine Kraft, nur du allein, dein Blut wäscht mich von Sünden rein. O Gottes Lamm, ich komm, ich komm. Während wir die Häupter im dankbaren Gebet vor Gott neigen,
while we bow down our heads, praying with gratitude to our God. Brothers and sisters, let's be grateful, grateful for the grace, for salvation, for redemption, for liberation, for the remission of our sins. Grateful for the blood of the Lamb, grateful for all God has done for us through Jesus Christ, through the blood of the new covenant shed on the cross. We are a blood-bought flock. No greater price could be paid than the blood of the Lamb of God. Do we have brothers all sisters in our midst who have prayer requests that we should bring to God, we will do it in faith and prayer. O Lord, you Almighty God, you have seen all hands and all hearts. We thank you today. We thank you especially for the great privilege that we can live at this time, that we can bring forth your word, that we can preach the remission of sins and reconciliation, the last message, the last call, bring to the whole world. Beloved Lord, receive gratitude for Isaiah chapter 53. We thank you for the fulfillment of this scripture. You loved us and you made yourself a sacrifice for us so that we can be your possession. Beloved Lord, please hear all the prayer requests. You know our needs. You know the needs of young and old ones. Small or great, we bring all things to you, which makes us weary, which are a trouble for us. And we thank you that you've promised, that you fulfilled your promises in our life, in our midst. Where you started, you will also finish. And we thank you with all our hearts that you've made the beginning with each and every one of us, that we could come to you and to dedicate our lives to you, believing what happened for us. Dear Lord, as you said in the Old Testament, when I see the blood, I will pass you without damage, not religious words, but the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the New Covenant. We thank you with the depths of our hearts for this. You have the blood-bought flock on earth who is sanctified in the word of truth. And we thank you that you alone will complete your work. You will bring your work to completion with the church, with the bride, with Israel. You will finish and you will do all things in a wonderful way, and we will be with you forever. We want to thank you for your precious and holy word. We thank you for sending your servant and prophet with a direct commission. And the message for a running your second coming, that's what we can bring forth to the whole world. This scripture, this commission, this last call, we can see its fulfillment before our very eyes. And whoever has an ear shall hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Beloved Lord, may all my brothers and my sisters make a completely new decision which will confirm the former decision, because you are faithful and we believe you and we thank you that you will finish your work of salvation in all of us by your grace. To you, our heavenly bridegroom, our Savior, we give praise and honor
segne mit
forever
uns
and
alle,
ever.
Die mithören. Oh Gott,
bless all those who are now listening online. Bless all around the earth. To you, the only God, may you be praised in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Where is which is the song The Bride's Been Waiting For So Long? What number is it?
575. Sagt es nochmal laut. 545. Ja, 545. Lasst es uns von ganzem Herzen singen. Es harrt die Braut so lange schon. 545. Es harrt die Braut so lange schon, o Herr, auf dein Erscheinen. Wann wirst du kommen, Gottes Sohn, zu stillen all ihr Weinen? Durch deine Mehrseligkeit, wann bringst du die Erquickungszeit? O komme bald, Herr Jesus, o komme bald, Herr Jesus. Zwar bist du schon zu jeder Stund in deiner Jünger Mitte, sprichst Frieden uns aus deinem Mund, erhörest Lob und Bitte. Doch Heiland ganz nügt uns nicht, wir möchten schauen dein Angesicht. O komme bald, Herr Jesus, o komme bald, Herr Jesus. Es wird Gemeinde, die deinen Namen schmecken, die dich du wohnen, der bare Gott, nicht können noch verstehen. Komm, zeige deine Mühe, dein Reich und deine Herrlichkeit. O komme bald, Herr Jesus, o komme bald, Herr Jesus. Wir wenn spät und früh, lass unsere Lampen brennen. Dein heilges Öl uns mangle nie, lass nichts von dir uns trennen. Damit, wenn dann der Ruf erschallt, der Bräutigam kommt, es wieder halt. O komme bald, Herr Jesus, ja, komme bald, Herr Jesus. Lasst uns aufstehen. Wir sehnen uns, dir zu sein, mit deiner Hochzeitsfreude. Und geschmückt in deinem Kleide, und immer lauter ruft das Herz, ja, komme bald, Herr Jesus, o komme bald, Herr Jesus. Alle Strophen sind gewaltig. Ich lese noch einmal Strophe 4. Lass uns.
All the text of this song is so mighty. I will read the last part again. Let's be awake in the morning and later. May our lamps be burning. May we never have shortage of your holy oil. May there not be anything to separate us from you. Faith unites with God, unbelief separates from God. May only faith be found in us, faith in what God has promised. So, when the cry goes out and the bridegroom comes, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. When has this been clearer than in our time? We understood that God has given a direct commission, the last message before the return of Christ, to be brought to all tongues and nations. Have we respected what the Lord said on June 11, 1933? Do we participate in what the Lord has done? Let me say this clearly. Only those who hear the last call of the bridegroom now belongs to the bride, and only those who hear what the Spirit says unto the churches will hear the call when the trumpet sounds and the voice of the archangel goes forth and the Lord descends to take us home, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain will be changed and taken up. Brothers and sisters, it's God's reality. May the Lord our God be honored forever. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled before our eyes. Just say Amen. Yes, Amen. O Heavenly Father, you are faithful forever. I'm weak in my body, but your word is powerful and it accomplishes what you have sent it for. Who has believed our report? Who believed what was said on June 11, 1933? Who is the arm of the Lord revealed to? Who has known the messenger and the message, and who has received the messenger and the message? Beloved Lord, we want to thank you that the well-prepared people will be brought to you, as it was at the first coming, so it will be at the second coming. We thank you that we who believe will experience those who were ready. They went to the wedding supper and the door was closed. Beloved Lord, we thank you that you've anointed our eyes, that you have filled our hearts, that you have opened our understanding for the fulfillment of the scriptures, and that you let us have part in what you're doing on earth right now. Bless your bright church, bless Israel, bless with the riches of your grace. To you, the only God, we give thanks with all our hearts for everything. And we also thank you for this day and for this meeting. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah sei gepriesen. Ja. Hallelujah sei gepriesen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah sei gepriesen. Herr, segne uns jetzt. Amen. Der sei mit uns allen.
May the Lord be with all of you. If you have not received the circular letter, you have taken your own copy home. If you want to receive the literature regularly, you can leave your address and it will be sent to you. Please, may the Lord be with you. Think of me in your prayers.
Jeder reicht jedem die Hand. Amen.